Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Larry Jones, who's an investor advisor with Jay Misch, and Paul Lesk, who is the president of Jay Misch. Guys, good to be with you. You doing okay?
We're doing great. Thanks, Kemp.
It's good to be with you. It's kind of a somber time. We're calling each other here to talk about a great man in this business, probably the master of carpet product development, Jack Mishkin, who passed away last week, and his funeral was on Monday. And both of you guys knew him very well. Actually, both of you are involved now in Jay Misch, the last company that he touched. You know, he was involved with his dad at Holitex and then co-started Bentley, and then you guys both knew him very well at Monterey. And then, of course, you know him here with Jay Misch. So I thought maybe the best way to get some insight from you guys and have you talk a little bit about Jack, if you just tell us a little bit about how your paths crossed and then some of your fondest memories of Jack. And Larry, why don't you start with us?
Be happy to. I first got to know Jack in the early part of 1980. I had transferred with DuPont to the West Coast to run the West Coast Carpet Fibers Group, and Bentley had just kicked into gear in the fourth quarter of 79. And, of course, they went on to become a very, very good customer of DuPont's. So you go back to that time, it was really my privilege to know Jack for some 35 years. First and foremost, good friends, he's a good customer, and then ultimately to work alongside of him at Monterey Carpets. And when you talk about Jack and his contribution, and you look at what he accomplished at Bentley and the footprint that he had there, he was really a pioneer and an innovator in the truest sense of the word. You talk to anyone in the carpet industry, and they will tell you that. He had a fine eye for design. He had an uncanny ability to incorporate the technology of his day into the industry's leading products, award-winning products, and at the same time, timeless products. I like to think of him as the artisan camp of his time. And so I was a supplier to Jack in the 80s, and when I went on to start Monterey in 1998 with Kevin Allen, Jack joined us soon after that and became a very integral and inspirational part of the leadership team at Monterey, and really embodied the philosophy that good in product design wasn't good enough, only the best was good enough. So this whole creed of the best of the best really became incorporated into the way Monterey did business. And we had a very successful run, principally in the decade of the 90s. You know, there's so much to his legacy that he's left, but one of the things that struck me is the design team that he built at Monterey and led at Monterey really became the design leaders of our industry. Most of those that worked under Jack have gone on to scale the heights at other companies. Three come to mind, Mannington, Royalty, and Bentley. And so I think that speaks volumes not only about his unique contribution, but what he was able to build underneath him. Jack and I just developed from that partnership a very, very strong relationship, and it became very personal for the two of us.
Actually, I know that because I heard that one of the first calls that Nancy made after he passed away was to you, so you must have been a dear friend. And I also heard that you were part of the eulogy team on Monday, so I know you guys were really close.
You know, Kemp, we had so many good times together, personal, private times, golf trips that we did, business-related, non-business-related, and meals that we shared. We shared an apartment together when I was going through some difficult times, so Jack and his family, we were really joined at the hip, and it's just a devastating loss. His life was cut short. He's a very, very, very young man, still full of young ideas, great ideas. But at this point, he's out of pain, and we're thankful for that.
You know, a couple characteristics that we definitely need to point out about Jack, you've already hit on a little bit, but his sense of humor, but also his integrity. I mean, you know, he was one of those guys that his word was iron. You know, I got that from one of the first times I met him. The kind of character that you really want to do business with.
And just as a follow-up to that, Kemp, there are some products that he designed and we built as a company that went down on the floor. I can tell you one. There's one in the church that I attend right now that's been down on the floor for 15 years, and that product looks almost as good as new. So as good as he was in the design end, he could build great products that lasted as well.
I heard a story one time where he went into a tufting room and the product wasn't making what he had hoped to create, and he grabbed a wrench and jumped up under the machine and adjusted it and popped back out, and it did exactly what he wanted it to do. So he really understood how the equipment worked, didn't he?
Yeah. I wasn't there, but I believe it.
Yeah. So, Paul, how about you? I know that you also knew Jack pretty well.
Not quite as long as Larry. I joined Monterey. Jack joined a few years later. And I always kind of like to refer to Jack as kind of a jalapeno in the salsa. Once he joined, it was really never a dull moment. From the finance side and the operations and manufacturing side, you sort of value even-temperedness and consistency. You know, Jack, never a dull moment. We would pivot from shouting and screaming to high-fiving, and just somebody that is an artiste in the purest sense of the word and a perfectionist. I take that away from the relationship that I developed with Jack. You know, our offices were right close to each other. I was constantly in there, you know, helping him cost out and design products that we could make to meet what Kevin Allen and the sales team said they could sell it for and come out with the best product. And the design team he put together, just a wonderful group of people that continue to stay in contact with. After we were purchased, I ended up out of the industry for a little bit. But Jack, a couple years ago, called me back up and said, you know, we had this high-end woolen tufting operation in Georgia, and could I take a look and help him out? We kept in touch after the Monterey days, so flew back there. And unfortunately, a few months after that is when he was diagnosed with the mesothelioma. And to his credit, you know, a company is never one individual, and we spent the next year and a half or so working to guide J. Mish Mills, you know, to preserve its continuity and form a legacy. It's a good group of people that really bought into his ethic of quality product, nice design, and we're working hard to keep that legacy alive. And the service yesterday, just a few mentions about that, is it was a very short notice on the service, but quite well attended, you know, hundreds of people, a number from the industry, both from the East Coast as well as the West Coast, and people from their philanthropic and friend circles, too. It was quite a nice mix of people paying their respects to Jack and celebrating the life that he lived, both within the industry and with all the philanthropic work he did.
And I guess his two children, Mark and Lauren, have ended up being somewhat artistic themselves.
Yeah, they are. At the moment, they're in pursuit of somewhat different careers, but you can see that DNA has been strongly implanted there. And, you know, who knows where their careers will go, but they're both professionals, well-educated, and families, and enjoying great starts to their career, and certainly got a very strong artistic strain as well.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us here to honor Jack Mishkin, who died last week of mesothelioma, 67 years old, a great legacy in this business. Again, we've been talking to Larry Jones, an investor, advisor, and dear friend, and Paul Lesk, who's taken over now with J. Mish, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.